For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Pro Cheerleading Podcast. This is the only podcast that gives you a raw and unfiltered perspective of what it's really like to be a professional cheerleader. Whether you're currently on a pro team, an alumni, or really curious about what it takes to become a pro cheerleader, the Pro Cheerleading Podcast gives you all the inside scoop and hot topics in the pro cheerleading industry and in-depth interviews of current and former cheerleaders. I'm your host, Makiba. Join me every Wednesday as I reveal the truth behind the palms. Well, everybody, I'm really excited about this episode today. I have Haley Marie McLean Hill. She is a member of the 49ers Gold Rush, former Atlanta Falcons cheerleader, a proud member and officer of the United States Air Force, which is just so bad. I was going to say badass, but I'm trying to behave myself, but so much respect for you, Haley. And you're also the founder and CEO of Torch Warrior Wear, which is just an amazing clothing line, bodysuits for military women. So we just have so much to talk about, Haley. So I'm just going to like jump right in because there's so many things. And that's not even all. So we just have a lot to talk about, right?
Of course, always.
Yes. So I don't even know where I want to begin. I mean, I was thinking about it because we do have some history a little bit. How long ago was that, Haley? I feel like it was like almost 2 years ago. We had talked and had an interview and the darn file got corrupted. So I have a lot of background stuff in my head. So I want to try to recreate it, but at the same time, just let the conversation flow because again, there are lots of topics. But from what I recall of our conversation, you had a background kind of like in competitive cheer, right?
Yes.
And I remember that being kind of like eye-opening for me because I didn't grow up doing competitive cheer at all. And so I thought maybe we could just start there because I know you responded to my recent poll asking about like a competition structure for the pro league. So I just want to hear your background in cheer and then we'll get into how you progress into becoming an NFL cheerleader. But let's start with your background.
Definitely. So yes, thank you, Makiba, for having me on. I really appreciate it. This, you know, the story of like Haley and cheer and all the things, it's funny because I never thought I would be a competitive cheerleader or anything like that. So that's kind of typical. Did ballet, competitively dance and stuff, ballet, tap, jazz, hip hop. And then in high school, it's like that switch, right? Like you don't want to continuously be traveling like outside of the area and all over the place. I wanted to kind of really dive into my schoolwork and like be very heavily involved in my school. So cheerleading was the only thing that they had that was like in kind of that world. So let me look into cheer team, tried out and made their cheer team with my background in dance and gymnastics. And I was tall. So they're like, put her in the back. We need a tall girl. You know how it is.
Yeah. Actually, I don't because I'm a little short. But yes. But yes, the tall girls are automatically.
Yes.
In the back.
Yes. Full blown back spot. I loved it and kind of did that for a couple years. And then I got into the competitive cheerleading space to give me that edge that you kind of need to cheer in college. So it's kind of the fast pace, like more tumbling, harder skills, all those types of things. Like it depends on your high school that you go to, but the competitive all-star world was kind of what I needed to get into. So I did competitive cheerleading for only a year, pretty much with an organization called Valley Elite All-Stars in Pennsylvania. And it was great. It was a level 4 team, you know, not too crazy hard of skills. I got a lot of my hard stunting and tumbling skills in that year, which was, it's kind of what I suggest for any girls who want to cheer collegiately. It was really an eye-opening experience and completely transformed who I was as a cheerleader, not just a dancer now, as a cheerleader. So I did that. And then I transitioned back into high school. My senior year, I did my kind of senior year in high school and then tried out for the Penn State cheerleading team. So that is where it's like dove all the way into the whole world of cheerleading.
Got you. And so the Penn State kind of do the whole thing that we just saw in Florida with the competitions and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so fun. We went every year, and I mean, it's just like the best time as a team, bonding and all of that. And then like to compete at the same time, it's just like the most unforgettable memories I've ever had.
Wow. Well, cool. So did you do, so just cheer, not like cheer and dance in college, like the dance team as well? Is it kind of like you have to pick one or the other?
Oh yeah, definitely. Because okay. Your dance team and then your cheer team are right next to each other during events and games and stuff. Got you.
Okay.
I was a cheerleader. So usually NFL cheerleaders were dancers in college, but I did the cheer route.
Got you. I think what's so interesting about that poll, it just wraps everybody in. Everybody's super excited about it. You see a lot of the, you know, professional cheerleaders who might be coaching or helping choreograph for it. So there was just so much buzz, and I see the world's kind of meshing a lot more now. Do you feel like that was great training for you to become an NFL cheerleader, or kind of were your thoughts anywhere around becoming an NFL cheerleader after you were done at Penn State?
Oh my gosh, yes. And so when it comes to like NFL cheerleading, it's a mixture between dance and then being a cheerleader at the same time, because it's like you still have to work with moms, you still have to perform, you're still a like ambassador for a team. It's not just like, you know, studio dance where you're just kind of going around and competing in competitions, or you're just doing like routine and leaving, like not really a lot of. And so honestly, like cheerleading in college had what, and then my background in dance was like the perfect blend, I feel like, because I was like, I know. I know how to shake these pom-poms, like I know how to tumble. It brings a different aspect to things, and then at the same time I can still get, you know, the dance routines down. So highly recommend, like, anyone, if you have never tried like high school cheer or college cheer, like try that also along with learning dance, because it's a mixture in NFL. But it's funny because when I was at a basketball game in Chicago, I got approached by the Miami Dolphins recruiters, like Miami Dolphins cheerleading team recruiters. They have like that will go to games and talk with girls on the team and see if they're interested. And I had never thought of professional cheerleading before. I lived in Pennsylvania. There's the Steelers don't even have cheerleaders.
And then, it's just the Eagles. Yeah. Eagles, and like, yeah. The Flyers. But yeah, that's about it. Well, yeah. And then the Wings dancers, but you know, still you have to be in Philly for all of that.
Right. Like Jersey, like the Jets have, you know, that I was kind of close, but like never into that whole world at all. And I never knew any girls that did it. So when I was approached by the Dolphins, I was like, oh my gosh, like, heck yeah, I want to move down to Miami and like cheer professionally. Like, I guess I'll look into it. So I flew down there and did a clinic, you know, like a prep class. Like, oh, I'm in love, like 100%, I'm coming down here. But because I was going into the Air Force, I didn't know where the Air Force was going to station me after college. So it was either, so I told the team, I was like, yes, I would love to try out, but I have to find out where they're putting me first. It was going to be either between Miami or Atlanta. And so they put me in Atlanta. And so I told the Dolphins, I was like, I'm sorry, I have to turn down, you know, this, but I'm going to be trying out for the Falcons. And they're like, good luck. Such an incredible, everyone was so supportive and understood. So went for Falcons. Yeah.
Well, that's a perfect segue to talk about, and we'll come back to your answer to the poll question later, but how you balanced being in the Air Force with cheering in the NFL. I know that they're both very demanding, and I'm just very curious if you could walk us through your service, how many years, and, you know, just how you've managed balancing both of them.
So in college, I did cheer and Air Force at the same time also, and kind of my whole time, which is kind of cool. Yeah, it like set me up to understand like the time management skills I needed. So pretty much in college, in ROTC, and it was almost more demanding than the professional world. So it was almost like, oh, like this isn't too bad. Because with ROTC, you have like a couple classes here and there throughout the week. And then you have practice at night for cheerleading. It doesn't actually conflict that much. I just didn't have a lot of extra free time. Let's just say like my weeks were booked, my weekends were booked, and my days were booked. So it's just like, all right, that's really what it is. But it never was like day and day or whatever. And when it was, I just communicated with my commander or with my coach, and they completely understood. So when I transitioned from ROTC into active duty, I went into a position called a Gold Bar recruiter. And I basically got to make my own schedule with the military. It's a special duty assignment. So it really, like, sorry, if it's any military word, just be like, what? What does that mean?
Okay.
Yeah, so a special duty assignment is only 1 year, and it's outside of your normal career field. So they give you an opportunity to see, like, recruiting, or if you want to get into, like, intelligence or something like that, they let you see that for a year. It's pretty cool. They have a lot of awesome programs. I did it for a year. I made my own schedule. I got to pretty much travel around Atlanta and Georgia in general, and then a little bit of Alabama. And I talked to kids in high school about the opportunity of becoming an officer and not just going enlisted into the military. It was a blast. I loved it. And with cheerleading, I only had practice 2 times a week, 6:30 to 9 at night. And there were no kids in school during that time where I had to go interact with them. So it was perfect. And the weekends, my game. So again, I got lucky because I know some teams practice more or a little bit more demanding, but the Falcons were a perfect fit.
Wow. That's awesome when everything can kind of align where you're not running around like a chicken with your head cut off. And just because I would imagine your duties to the U.S. Air Force would trump anything and everything. But that's awesome that you were able to do that. And so did you get stationed in the Bay Area? Is that kind of how you ended up
in the system?
Okay.
Yeah. It's cool because after my assignment was up and after that 1 year, they're like, all right, you have 5 choices. And then you rank them. You pretty much rank them. So, oh my gosh, my choices were Alaska, North Dakota, New Jersey, California, or New Mexico. And I was like, please, dear Lord, put me in California. I was like, I know it's up to the Air Force. And they will tell me where I need to go. But I ranked California my number one. I think Jersey my number two. And I want an area where I could cheer again. So they put me in California. And it was more of the Sacramento area. So I was like, okay, you know, that's the Kings are there, which would have been a cool opportunity to do NBA instead of NFL because I'd already tried NFL. And then I was like, the Warriors are in the Bay Area, which is like 2.5 hours away. I was like, possible. And then I was like, well, the 49ers are there too. And then I moved there and then COVID hit. So that was the year. it was like, yeah, nothing was really, no one was trying out. I didn't know what was going on. The Kings like canceled their cheer team and it was a whole, or their dance team was a whole thing. So I was like, I don't know if I'm ever going to get back into it. We'll see. And I ended up taking some local dance classes at SAC Dance Lab and met a 49ers cheerleader. And she was like, you should try out next year. We're going to have tryouts. You should try out. And I was like, okay, I guess I will. Get back into it. Yeah.
And so are you doing this crazy commute then, or did you move closer in, or how are you managing that?
I am living in Sacramento currently. I bought my first condo, so that was super exciting.
Okay.
Gotta love the Air Force benefits, okay? Like, literally, can't beat them. You cannot. The VA loan, if anyone can do it out there, do it. 0% down. Yes.
Nice. In California. Ooh, California especially? Goodness, real estate is, like, probably as bad as it is here in Seattle. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
unreal. It's unreal. Ooh. But I got a little cute spot, and I would commute. And we only have practice 1 time a week, so on Saturdays. So my weekends were just up in the Bay Area. That's really what it is, for the week, and then stay in the Bay Area on the weekends.
I just love how everything just very smooth, very, you know, so maybe that's how you managed to have time to go for this other amazing accomplishment of yours and founding Torch Warrior Wear. So talk about, like, all the things, the inspiration for it, the reception of it. Like, I want to hear your everything.
Amazing. Yes. Well, thank you. It's become my baby. You know, whenever you have any start something, it's like you're building it from the ground up. I've kind of been like creative. I like fashion a little bit and stuff, but other than going to the store and buying clothes, I've never made clothes or anything like that. So it's so funny. I was in Sacramento and I had gone out with my friends the night before. And I was going to be late for work the next day. So I had woken up in my same going out outfit. You know how that is sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That happens.
It happens. And I was like, oh, I got to throw my uniform on. And I was wearing a bodysuit. Because, you know, us girls wear bodysuits like with jeans. And it's just a cute look. And I put my T-shirt on because you have to wear a T-shirt underneath our actual like uniform top. And I was like, dang, like I wish I could wear this comfortable bodysuit, like just this without putting the t-shirt on over it. It would be so much more comfortable. And there was nothing like that on the market. I looked on Google, looked everywhere, Amazon, nothing. Because there's bodysuits out there, but there's not the ones that are the same colors that we have to wear in uniform. So like it's a very specific color, very specific cut. Like it has to be a crew neck, the short sleeves have to be a certain length, and then like the fit of it, there can't be any design or anything on it. It just has to be very plain Jane type of thing. And so I was like, I wonder like if I can make this. I wonder if like, I'm like, I don't know, I could go to the store and dye it a white one or something like that. And I just started asking questions and questions. And I was talking to other women in the military and they're like, we would love this. So I put it out there on TikTok and was like, would anyone want to do like a bodysuit type of thing? And such positive responses. I got reached out to by girls from like the Australian Navy, the German Army, like girls
who were- Oh my gosh.
Yes, serving all over the world, not just in the U.S. And I didn't even think about other women in other services. Like, I was just kind of thinking the Air Force. And so now it is all the branches of the military, branches outside of the U.S. And, like, it is, like, boom to the point where I'm, like, in my little, like, two-bedroom condo and I have bodysuits all over my second bedroom. And I'm, like, I'm going to have to, you know, figure this out and get a bigger place soon because I'm shipping all over the world and it's really inspiring and I love connecting with these girls all over. It's super cool.
Haley, like that is so huge. Like when I saw you post about it, anyway, it's genius and such a need and like it's empowering and kind of, I just love the whole brand. It's just a beautiful thing. That was one of the things that I appreciated anytime we work with the military, it's just seeing women like, and you always are thinking of like what it must be like to be in those shoes and kind of, I just love that you had the insight, obviously from being part of the military to understand something that was like an unmet need and connecting people all over the world. Are you freaking kidding me? Like this is, it's huge. And I'm sure you know, but I mean, congratulations. It's amazing what you're doing and having time to do that as well, in addition to all the other things that you're doing. So are you a one-woman shop or what?
I am one-woman shop for now. I do have my little Torch team ambassadors, and women all over the world have like their own little custom discount code, and they're kind of like my little sales minions all over and like of like different bases, like, you know, influencers or whatever for the brand. And that's the cool thing with like building a brand nowadays. And I love talking about business and like all the possibilities now, because it's e-commerce. You can reach so many people and like you can, and Google's there to tell you how to do it and when to do it and all the things. Like you've got LegalZoom to get your LLC. You got this. It's like, everything is right there. It's like, are you going to put the work into it? So it's been extremely empowering, and I'm venturing off into like the jiu-jitsu and martial arts space and like bringing just like women, I call them my women warriors, like together, and like potentially we'll see, could get into the cheer space. And I have a couple ideas there.
Yes. And when you think about, like you said, like different uniform pieces, and you know, at a certain point we all have to, you know, that winter weather gear or just like a line where you're kind of, oh man, the struggle when I was cheering of finding the right kind of undergarment that would keep you warm, not show underneath the actual, you know, I mean, there's definitely room for,
yes, room
for some expansion. I love it. Well, tell me about this women's luxury retreat Seek and Set Free business. I'm like, wait a minute, I missed that memo. Tell me about that.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So I don't know like what it was like with COVID, towards the end of COVID, I had the idea of the retreats like first, actually. And I never thought I would be a business owner in general. Now I own two businesses. I'm like, okay, like, thank you, God. I mean, just like, there's always something, like just do both at once. I'm like, okay. So I remember just like feeling so isolated. Like, first of all, COVID. Second of all, being in the military, my family's all the way on the East Coast. My friends are all over there. I'm in California. I can't meet new people now because of COVID. And I fully enjoy traveling too. And like, all of it was just like scrambled and just like, nope, just a no for you. So I wasn't feeling like myself. I just didn't like feel Haley. And I constantly, like, being an NFL cheerleader, being, like, collegiate cheerleader, like, you're just used to being around a team of women. And so I was just like, whoa, like, I need to figure something out. So I was just thinking about, I'm like, why don't we do these smaller groups of women, go to these really cute locations, get, like, an Airbnb, it's nothing crazy, and we just focus on manifesting new goals and, like, health and wellness, and we're, like, not just getting drunk and, like, just like, you know, oh, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's a meaningful time. We're investing in ourselves. We're putting time aside to go somewhere new, to try something new, fun activities, and get outside and, like, get to know other like-minded women and build, like, a team, kind of. Mm-hmm. And so this is needed. And so I started in June, and I'm now about to host my fourth retreat. And it's, like, the best. It's brought me so much joy. Yes, I brought in one of my my co-founder, Alexa. We cheered together in college. And, like, just bringing her back into my life. And, like, we're working together in a business instead of, like, a team thing. It's, like, the most incredible feeling. And I've met so many incredible women who are just looking for ambitious, but also, like, genuine women to surround themselves with. And, like, you already know. And it's like, it's just like being on an NFL cheer team. Like, you're around these women who are just such good quality women. You know how it is. Like, your network is your net worth. Like, you know, I just think that's really important. So I have our fourth retreat in Joshua Tree, California in March. It is 4-day, 3-night event and is going to be unreal. So if anyone wants to come, just head over to our Instagram at Seek and Set Free. So it'll be super fun.
Oh my gosh. Fourth retreat so far. So how many people tend to attend the retreats that you have?
Yes, 10. 10 max.
Max? Okay, sweet. Yeah, because sometimes, you know, get a little too...
Yes.
too many people, and it's harder to kind of wield everything in. But that's awesome.
Right. It's cool, though. We did do one with the 49ers. My coach gave me the opportunity to do a team retreat, actually. And that... Oh. A space I want to dive into more. And me and Alexa are, like, already in talks with the Warriors dance team, and the Kings reached out to us also to do these, like, day long retreats. And, like, it's kind of like a cheer camp type of thing, but it's getting to know each other on a deeper level and then putting in the bonding and then doing fun activities. So it could really blow up in the cheer world also. And they're the best people to work with. Cheerleaders are the best people to work with. So I would love to do.
That'd be great, because when you think about some of the orientations, I mean, it varies team by team, but sometimes it's still focused on learning a bunch of dances that you'll need through the season and, you know, some team building, but it's never like the focus of, like, we're going to actually take a retreat from all that and get to know one another and really solidify the bond as a team. That would be really, really cool.
Oh my gosh.
You're really doing it. Just
thank you.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
I have to share it too, because this team, I mean, in Atlanta, we had our team retreat and it was so awesome. And then this year with the Niners, we couldn't do it because of COVID and, like, all the things that happened. So we chose to do it on a beach, and we did, like, a luxury picnic setup. We did, like, a boardwalk scavenger hunt. We had a guest speaker come in. We had a chef do, like, a whole thing. I mean, it was just, like, we bonded so much over, like, that one event. I just was like, I'm so thankful we got to do that. I mean, it's special. So,
yeah. Oh my gosh. And just even planning it would probably just be so much fun, because I mean, you have this amazing insight from being part of teams, and you know, the right dynamic that you want to hit and strike once you're all kind of in that team building process. And with the NFL or any professional cheer or dance team, I feel like you said, you're already picking the best of the best, and they're quality people. So it just makes doing something like that even more fun and celebratory, because it's almost just like sharing how awesome each other are and just connecting. Yeah. It's just, there's so much power in that. I love it. I totally forgot to ask you while we were on the topic of just your service and all of that, but, like, I want to talk about the amazing primetime television spot that you were in. I don't know if you probably listened. One time I went live and I was just saying how I had, I think it was Monday Night Football, is it right? But I had it on, and, like, you know, you just sometimes it's just like, oh shoot, it's Monday. It's already 5:30 for me. So I'm like, or whatever time it was, but turned it on and I'm like, it's in the background and I forget what the heck I was doing, but it took me a while to like realize what I was like, that it was your spot and your voice. But I was like, why is that so familiar? And I look up, and I'm like, how did I miss it? Thankfully, I'm going to link it so everybody can go back and look at it if they missed it. But how did that come about? And just what was that experience like? That was beautiful.
Thank you. It was cool because at the end of one of my practices, my coach pulled me aside, and usually that means, you know, you're not doing well. She's like, Haley, can I talk to you? And I'm like, oh, yes, coach. And she's like, well, we have our Salute to Service game coming up, Monday Night Football. And Monday Night Football and ESPN want to do a thing on you with being active duty military and being a Niners cheerleader. And they would love to highlight you. And I was like, yes. I was like, this is such an amazing opportunity. Like, number one, like, we as cheerleaders do not get highlighted enough with the incredible things that we do. And I know we can talk about that all day, but it's just like, I mean, I know in our organizations we do, but like we are, but like in the grand scheme of things, I tell people who don't know the world, I'm like, yeah, I have teammates who are doctors. I have teammates who are like Olympians. I have teammates who are professors. They're like, really? Yeah, they're phenomenal. And so just to be able to showcase the military and that cheerleading aspect of it, like we are bomb. Like we can do all of it. It was really, really special. And the amount of people that reached out to me, they're like, wait, like you can do that and whatever. I'm like, yes, like it is completely possible. And I'm just thankful that they chose me. And it's funny because they were like, we were going to choose between your guys' tight end, George Kittle, or you. And I was like, well, thank you for choosing me.
Wow.
Cool. So we did a whole day at the stadium and just did shots and everything. And then it aired and it was really special. I was really thankful.
So did they play that during the game?
They did not.
Oh, okay.
They made me like the frontline hero of the game. Like they did a game and then I just saw the commercial after when everyone sent it to me.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Your parents have to be so proud. I mean,
thank you.
Goodness. And how inspirational that would be on so many fronts. Again, just like highlighting women in the military period, I think is amazing to have that visibility. And then being able to be such a shining example of an NFL cheerleader and just representing your team. So, I mean, it's just what an incredible year for you. Because basically all this stuff happened in the last year, right? For the most part?
Yes.
Launching businesses. Oh my gosh. Crazy. Yeah.
2021 was pretty crazy, and 2022 is already insane. Also, it's like I've been traveling all over trying to do like in-person sales, and actually potentially this is I'm not 100% yet, but I'm 99.9%. I think I want to try out for the Cowboys next year.
I thought I saw you at a little prep class or something. Oh my gosh.
Yes, I mean,
it would be phenomenal.
That would be amazing. I think, again, it's like, I'm still young, and I'm actually separating from the military. So, the military, yes, like, due to my businesses and everything, it's just like, it's time for me to, my commitment was 4 years, and now it's time for me to kind of move into a different chapter. And since the military has told me what to do for the past 10 years of my life, I'm like, I'm do what I would like to do. And so I'm going to up and move to Dallas maybe and go be a Cowboys cheerleader. So hopefully.
Let's just claim it. I love it, Haley. I mean, I think you'd be perfect in so many ways, obviously. Wow. I love everything about that. And then being able to, I would think just in terms of your business and all of the things, like being located there would probably be very beneficial too.
Oh yes.
I endorse that plan. I think it's great. And so exciting because now we're in like kind of the audition prep phase. Are you already separated or are you planning it at a certain point to separate from the military?
Well, technically I am separating in June. So my last day will be 29th of June. So if I decide to try out this year, I will technically still be in for like 2 months or so, the process. But they have this program called SkillBridge with the military. Again, there's so many resources. It's just unreal. the last 6 months before your date of separation, you can do an unpaid internship with any company that you'd like to kind of get that kind of vibe of like what it's like outside of the military. And although I wish I could have just done it with my own businesses, I was like, can I just do it with mine? They're like, and so I'm actually doing it with Sports Illustrated. So trying to get, yeah, that kind of side of things. And I'm working their marketing and their social media and like just learning their event coordinating type of things. And it's pretty cool.
And that will all come in very handy for your own businesses as well. Exactly. Girl, not as good. I love it. This is so exciting. Like, I'm like beaming. And just to think, like, when we did connect, I can't remember. No, I don't remember there was any hint of all these things that you had up your sleeve. But I knew you were definitely like busy and just really good energy. You know what I mean? In terms of like what you were doing, and you're just connecting so many different people.
No,
it's you seeing you in action in San Fran. That was also really cool. Oh my gosh.
You're like a celebrity, honestly. Like all the girls are like, you have you ever seen a Portulian podcast? Like that's her. Like everyone pointed. I was like, oh my gosh. Like I was like, I did a podcast with her, but they're like, no, you didn't. I'm like, I did.
No, that was such a fun weekend just as a whole. But just being able to see you guys out there was amazing. And I think Lindsay Rosenberg, the photographer, was just like, I just can't wait for you to kind of go to the Gold Rush games and just kind of see what makes that squad special. And definitely just, I don't know, I could go on and on. But yeah, you guys looked great out there. If I didn't have that moment at the end, I probably would have been like, you know, but it was just like perfect to be able to get that picture with you guys and be able to see your faces up close.
It's amazing. I'm telling you, like our coach Christy and Alexa, like they're just like, they bring such a light, and Gold Rush is such a light. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. I'm like, the girls, they own who they are, and then they just are like so fun. And they're just, I mean, it's been such a blessing. It's been such a blessing.
I had a great time watching you guys, and that picture will always be, it's so funny. I have to tell you the background of that picture. We were screaming, like Brittany and I were like trying to figure out, and then, you know, figuring out what tunnel you guys were coming in and out of. And then it was actually clearing out a lot. A lot of the fans were leaving, and I was like, we're going to go right down there at the tunnel, and we're going to do this weird selfie, and it's all going to work out. There was a guy, a fan, who was posted up and like literally like, and I'm just looking at him like, what are you about to do? You know, and I wasn't sure the players would leave out of here, but he was waiting for y'all. Okay. Like,
Oh
yeah. So I was trying to figure out how to politely say, that's nice and all, but I really need you to move out of the way. So he ended up just wanting pictures. I think he did his own selfie, but as soon as he finally got out of the way, because I was like, you're blowing it. Like, can you move? Anyway, the point is, I'm glad I got the shot. But it was so funny because I thought, you know, nobody was going to be trying to do what I was trying to do.
Right.
So literally it was supposed to be Brittany and I in the shot, but he was, anyway, such a special game.
Oh my gosh, it's funny. I know, it's so cool when you see the fans that actually like really appreciate, you know, you're like, appreciate, like, thank you. And we know the insides and everything that goes into being there. And no, I went to an Arizona Cardinals game and against the Niners in Arizona, and I saw the team, and it's just like, I'm like fangirling over the girls. I'm like, you guys are so cute. Like, yes, kick line. Yes. Like,
And it's funny. Do you feel like when you're in the stands though? I mean, I don't know if I'm like cheer mom or something, but I feel so, like you said, like fangirling and just groupie-ish material, but it's funny because people, I feel like because we're so excited watching, people are kind of also like, what are they looking at? Because we stand up, we kind of get the video, like we're like all into it. And but it's just, you guys deserve the world in my view in terms of just highlighting and showcasing it. And if they only knew how amazing each individual cheerleader is in their background and their passions. And I mean, which brings me to like, let's just wrap on this note, like with the poll that I put out there about, you know, we have the UCA UDA competitions that happen in Florida. Mm-hmm. Everybody, like I said, gets pretty excited. You have the Netflix cheer special. People are starting to appreciate more, maybe from cheer. I don't know, the Netflix special, like all the work that goes into it. So I feel like there's almost like a renewed energy and interest in competitive cheer and dance.
Yes.
And people, obviously there were so many storylines from this year as well with LSU and blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, I wonder if people would have an appetite for some kind of competition amongst the professional cheerleading and dance teams, like in the NBA or the NFL. And so I wasn't sure if people thought once you graduate from college, that's the end of that. And they've been doing it for some of them, like their whole lives, of like, whether it's competitive dance or competitive cheer, is it kind of like, you know, like leave that to college, or it could work. And you said, we need to talk about that during the interview. So I definitely want to hear your thoughts on that. I was not expecting the responses that were coming in. And I asked, like, if you think it could work, like, how should it work? And that was a hot topic. I was like, ooh, I stumbled upon a gem. So I'm very curious to hear your thoughts before we wrap.
Yes. First of all, Makiba, you're going to be the lady talking and interviewing after the performances. I've already planned the whole thing out.
And the Erin Andrews of the professional cheer and dance, whatever competitions are happening. I'm claiming that.
Yes. I'm telling you, 2023, it's happening. We're making it happen. I think it is, like, and I think for younger girls and like college and stuff like that whole world of competitive cheer and dance, and like even just like high school cheer and dance, like just to come see the team. Like, I think women and girls need that. I think like it's like this, we need the Super Bowl for women. Like, I think people would love it, and I think men would enjoy it too. I mean, hey, like it could even have like aspects of like a pageantry type of thing in there too, to get to know the girls. It doesn't just have to be full on. It could be like, I saw a couple teams were doing really funny things, like who can kick a field goal or something like that.
Yeah.
We can have like team, like almost like a track and field type of style, where like different teams are doing different like funny football things or like basketball things. Like, I just think that women have to own their space in this, and like to prove to the world that like we are entertaining, fun, talented, smart, all the things. And like, we're wrapped up in a perfect little bow in the NFL, NBA cheerleading world. So I think I know I would fully love it. I think it has to be like an optional thing, maybe like on teams, like individually. I think like it's when you come and you make a team. I think the Cowboys kind of have like their
show group.
Yeah, show group. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's like that, where if you have the time and your job allows you to do it, you can do like another, you practice all year for another routine or like an event or something like that, and you go there and it's like at the Super Bowl location, or it's at like a different time around the UCA UDA type of thing or something like that. I think it would be so much
something. Yeah, because the one thing that came to mind for me was just that, you know, there's so many hours of practice during a season to put together the routines that you do at games. And yes, you're doing it for 60,000 some odd people, but nobody really gets to see it. And you can't repost it on social media because of copyright issues. And so, but there, I do feel like there's like a whole audience of people who would probably like pay to watch, or, you know, I would sit and watch that as like a little showcase or something. Like, I want to see what the different teams are doing and how they look compared to one another. And obviously like a very, very friendly competition, not like, because that's not why we do it. Like, that's not why anybody becomes a professional cheerleader or dancer. But it's another, like somebody mentioned when they wrote in, like it just would add another layer of purpose to what they do. Like I said, lots of feedback on it, because you did kind of do both. I was just curious what your take was on it, because I think it could be done well. Yeah. There could be more, you know, be some interest in it. But there were a lot of people who did say, leave it to colleges. It was almost like half and half, with a slight edge to this could work.
And I think that's good, though. I think like a little bit of like polarity is perfect. And it's like, okay, if you want to, you don't have to do it. But, and I'm trying to think too, like, when it comes to when they introduce us, like at games and stuff like that, you know, it's like, they always say like the best ladies of the NFL or America's Sweethearts or whatever, like, you know, those types of things. But it's like, what if you could say like, you're 2-time national champion,
right?
Your team, like, and they were actually like legit, and they show us like with the trophy and like when we're coming out and stuff, like we actually are legit, but we're dancers too. I mean, I think I was so much in that competitive world. I love it. So feed on that type of thing. And again, it comes down to the camaraderie with NFL cheerleading. Like, that's something that I would love to bring into the world. Like, even in California, there's so many teams. Like, I would love, like, a women's retreat weekend in Hawaii, where, like, all of the teams in California, all the professional teams in California would go down there for the weekend and we get together. It'd be the same type of thing. Like, I think we need to bring the teams together, not just with Pro Action or whatever, or just like Super Bowl or just with Pro Bowl. I think there needs to be more, because there's a network there that women can use for business, women can use for, I mean, support, everything. It's like, we got to get into it. We can do better.
There's too much of a bomb, like you said, networking full of people from different backgrounds. And if we're all supporting each other's businesses or just, it's an untapped landmine, and all you need is a way of connecting everybody. Social media is amazing for that. But like you said, it's just a little bit more nurtured connections to really bond everybody together. And so thanks for your thoughts on that. I definitely think there's room for this community to grow, and it's going to take, you know, just innovative minds and people being willing to share what they're doing, and just kind of triggers other ideas. And then next thing you know, we'll see what 2023 has for us.
I also, on the side, I help Z Pro Prep, and we help girls make teams. So there's that whole other aspect of like that world too, where there's like, I'm sure you've noticed too, there's like an explosion of prep programs out there that help girls teams. Personally, I'm like, we need to do a better job of bringing all of that together. Let's collab more. Let's get together. I think it's just like, we need to figure out a way to like collaborate and partner and like make that whole world a whole thing. And then it's like, it's a segue into the competition thing. It could be even like a juniors, or it could be, I mean, there's just so many things that you can do, because so many women want to continue dancing, because it's just so, and if you can do it for your city, like, it's emotional if you're losing, but it, either way, it's an amazing experience. It's incredible.
It really is. And it's unlike anything. And I mean, on that same note, it's so hard with the podcast to try to like monitor everything. I like hate Instagram's algorithm of what they show you, because I follow so many accounts of like what they call, I guess, the semi-pro teams. I think they're often, you know, forgotten about in the space of pro cheer and dance when they are doing great routines or talented. It's all the same thing. And I just wish there was a little bit more of like a connectivity with what they call the pros. But I mean, it's all pro to me. If you're cheering out there for a sports team that's considered a pro sports team, then so anyway, the point is, I just think that there's room, like you said, to kind of connect all of the various teams. And and like you said, I think we have like those dance conventions like Pro Action or what have you, but but again, maybe just where we're talking and not just dancing, that we can try to connect and see ways that we can help or support one another and collaborate, like maybe for performances. Like, there's so many different things that we could do to kind of keep this community strong. And I just thank you for your contribution, because it's exciting, and I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, more as your businesses grow. And
thank you.
I'm glad this is finally getting out.
I think the biggest thing that I'm learning, and I think it's so funny that we're talking now and like not back when we did, it's all God's timing. It's like, you know, everything, I tell people all the time, everything happens for a reason, like, and everything happens exactly when it's supposed to happen. And so whether you're trying to make a team or you're on a team, whether you're about to get off of a team, whether like you're going to the Super Bowl or not, like whatever, like in your life, I think my businesses came to me at a time where I needed them the most. And it's just, you have these opportunities. Everyone has these golden nuggets opportunities. Like, are you going to seize them or not? So I think that's the advice for the cheer world, and to remember that we're all sisters and to uplift each other always, because that is what we're all here to do, love and to give and to go after your dreams. So
yes, I love that. If you don't try, then you'll never know. And I just hate that idea of any untapped potential because of being afraid to just try and putting yourself out there to become, you know, for all, especially the aspiring ones, because I feel like sometimes that dream seems so big that it's almost just like it could never happen, especially because most people you talk to are like, I never thought I could ever do this on a professional level. Hardly, you know, there aren't a lot of people who are just like, yes, this was always a master plan. From day one. But I just, like, to your point, just encourage people to be willing to put yourself out there to achieve your dreams, because it's absolutely possible. And there's people you can reach out to connect that are more than willing to help you get there too. I can't believe we're in audition season, but it's just like the perfect message, because, you know, there's people who probably start wavering a little bit. Like, I've been doing stuff and I've been practicing, but, you know, it gets scary. Go for it. Definitely go for it.
Because what's for you is for you at the end of the day. You can't push it, force it in any direction, but you might as well try it. And if it's for you, it's for you. If not, different path, then you go on that path. That's what it is.
Exactly. And timing is everything. So it's not necessarily a no. It's like, maybe not yet. I have something better.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. I'm sure you have so many things to do on your to-do list. But I'm very pumped that we got to do this. Have a good one. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Pro Cheerleading Podcast. You can follow your favorite podcast on social media at Pro Cheerleading Podcast on Instagram, at Pro Cheer Podcast on Twitter. We're on Facebook, on YouTube, and you can support your favorite podcast on Patreon. Until next time, keep your eyes on the sidelines.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.